transmuting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. Now, first you heard the beginning of that gorgeous music. That song is just absolutely beautiful. We'd like to thank Patrick Bernard for his beautiful track, Radha Govinda. And it's from his album, Chakra Celebration, and you can find out more about his music at patrickbernard.com. I am so delighted that you've all joined us today for this really yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour. We're going to be enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective consciousness, and amazing synchronicities that are all going to be happening, all the while that we are going to be daring you all to be the master pieces that you were created to be. Now, today's fantastic wild card lineup, which you know is going to be multidimensional, multidimensionally layered, lots of action-packed stargates and going into other cosmic realms show, which we actually plan moment to moment, will definitely spark your creativity. We're going to do our best to infuse you with infinite possibilities and awaken that magical divine child joy that you all are seeking. So let's all dare and risk living in the divine cosmic orgasmic ecstasy of being in the moment and being in the now. Today we have an amazing guest. This is a bit of a reunion for us because it's been a while since we've actually seen each other. And I want to thank him so much for coming. He has flown across the world today pretty much, or halfway across the globe, flying from Hawaii all the way to Zurich. So he has gone through I don't know how many time zones, I can't even count. And so we're bringing him in right away onto the show so that, you know, we can let him get a bit of a break. We're so happy to have him on the show. His name is Mikael King, and he's an internationally acclaimed Sacred Overtones sound facilitator, documentary filmmaker, sacred site ceremonialist, and visionary New Earth heart expander. Ooh, I love the way that sounds. Since the inception of his personal DivineJoy.org global service in 2005, he's been serving the great human earth shift in perfect divine flow. He has led and co-facilitated workshops all over America and the islands of Hawaii. He also has led his Divine Joy workshops, retreats, and trainings internationally in Canada, Italy, New Zealand, Brazil, and Russia. Mikael is also the founder of a nonprofit, OM Foundation, a co-creative eco-template seeding plan for the New Earth Kamu University in Kauai. I'm going to have to check it out when I come next time. This is amazing. Now, this tour is actually coinciding with the completion of a third-year documentary film project that is entitled New Earth Destiny. And this is all about the Anastasia ringing cedar phenomenon that's been going on in Russia with the 20 million books that have been sold and the almost 330 eco-villages formed in the last decade. He's got quite the tour schedule, so we're very blessed to have him on the show. And again, just to get him when he's just flown in after all those hours on an airplane, I don't know, sometimes I feel like the missing link after I get off a plane. So we're really happy to have him on the show. Mikael, aloha and welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Aloha, beloved Charlotte, and blessed beings on this cyber online portal in this moment. Thank you so much. I'm so grateful to be halfway and completely fully present here.
That's what a great way to put it. Especially with the cosmic shenanigans that have been going on the last few days. If our listeners will all know, today Mercury retrograde began. So very happy you flew in before that started.
Yeah, I always seem to just, you know, the archangels always seem to get me through the portals right before all these, you know, anomalies happen. And I know there was a big, huge solar flare that happened a couple days ago, too. So it's just been riding the Great Central Sun airwaves here to from Kauai to Switzerland, which has been, like you were saying, quite a few portals to walk through to land here in this beautiful space now, in this very moment. But, I'm so grateful to be on the show.
And, well, thank you so much. It's so amazing. Especially, too, I thought with you doing Divine Joy, which is such an amazing aspect, Just to let our readers know, Mikael and I actually met in the Isle of Hawaii, Kauai actually, about 2 years ago, and we had an incredible evening where we brought together different ceremonials and or ceremony styles and the expanded consciousness and the expanded experience of that vast sacred ceremony. I can't even put into words. Was so amazing that I would never forget it. And it was so incredible of how it just awakened all the earth codes and the ecstasy blueprints. And there's just so much to talk about here. I don't even know where to start. But before I ask you a few more questions here, I just wanted to also bring up about us being in the fifth day of the Mayan calendar, which began just a few days ago on July 31st. Yeah. And a lot of the solar angelic presence is anchoring in now, where everybody is also feeling all the alignments and the key codes of the solar sun aligning. So I'm so happy you brought up the solar flare, because, again, let's start there.
Yeah.
There is absolutely so much to talk about. First of all, how are you enjoying Zurich, being there in the last few hours?
Well, we arrived after, they said, about 2 weeks of full-on thunderstorms and rain and dreary weather to last 24 hours. It's been just amazing sunny skies. So truly been blessed by the golden solar flares, riding those central sun waves in the physical 3D airplane. And just arrived a couple hours ago, a few hours ago, and just so blessed to be here. Switzerland is such a, it feels like for me, just the central fountain of all of Europe that's going through massive change right now with the grids and what's happening with the consciousness of the human beings in each of these beautiful countries. And for me, Switzerland's really representing sort of the central fountain of youth that's waiting to be popped. And I'm about to launch a 3-city tour here. And yeah, it's funny you just mentioned the fifth night, because I was just looking at the wave calendar, and of course, I'm just really, really attuned to those waves, and you know, just noticed that we're just moving in the last couple of days, like you said, into the budding phase of the fifth day, and it really does feel like that. It feels like right now I'm in a space where people are just coming out of like what's like kind of, you know, in the bud, figuring out what that is. And it's just ready to pop. That's what I feel. I feel like just everything's ready to pop right now. And I feel like right now I'm just carrying this big needle. And there's this big balloon. And it's just filled with all these colors inside. And I'm just gonna pop it. Just boom, right there. And
let's give our readers a bit of a background on it as well, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm really excited.
You got started and how you got led onto this path. It is so amazing what you're doing and what you've created, even too with your retreats that you do, with your 13 code Delphin blueprints and just the Divine Joy workshops and the combining all the different aspects and different modalities into everything that you're doing. I love how you call it the art of living in the New Earth hologram. It's beautiful. How did this all come? How did it begin? What was the maybe you could say the starting point or the piece de resistance that awakened you to this, that made you realize this is what I'm going to do now? This is the path I need to follow.
Right. Well, yeah, I mean, even as a child, I knew I was very much in the ray of what we term the indigo vibration. I knew I was, you know, always different and would always look to the stars for answers, and, you know, was very emotional and would always look at the stars and go, that's my home. And, you know, so at a very early age, I was really connected to the stars, and I definitely dove into more of the shadow aspect of consciousness, I think, from my early teens to my early 20s, and was very much involved with recreational, you know, partying and drugs and alcohol and all of that, as I guess any normal youth growing up, mm-hmm. That was, you know, trying to find what it is and kind of discovering myself through those pathways of rebellion. And I think it definitely my awakening per se happened when I was around 20 years old, about little almost 15 years ago, when I I had an experience where I basically almost drowned in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Francisco.
Wow.
And I was pushed back by the ocean, going unconscious into the waves, and coughing up sand after not knowing how long I was under for, how much time passed, and basically was shown a vision of my future and was shown a choice point that I could live the 20 years up to that point of my life the way that I had been living it, which was very abusive, very in self-denial, very much in ignorance, or I could choose to walk the path of, you know, this postmodern shaman and to serve the earth and to walk the beauty way and to start to, you know, live the Dharma. And that was really the pivotal point of my life, which had reached a very low point, you know, all the way up to depression, you know, suicidal thoughts up to that point in my life, doing a lot of different drugs and a lot of different recreational things that were not, you know, in my highest good.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, sometimes we have to get to the lowest point in order for us to expand to the other side of that extreme and then eventually walk into balance and walk the middle way and walk that. I like how you said the path of self mastery. You know, it really is. It's a big giant star that we're being asked to embody right now in these really alchemical times of great change on planet Earth. And that propelled me on many journeys, which took me through 3 years of Tibetan Buddhism with my Rinpoche, Chogyur Rinpoche, with the Nyingma Kagyu lineage between Nepal and his Sangha in California. And then after that, I journeyed to many countries all around the planet, working with different shamans, indigenous beings, tribal leaders, and also working a lot with the archangels, Yeshua's consciousness, mm-hmm. when I was in the Sea of Galilee and Israel, as well as Lebanon, and then really walking the path of the initiate, literally, which took me through many portals of Saint Germain and Archangel Michael, walking the ley lines, working with druids, you know, different indigenous and shamanic and kind of light-bearing paths, all of the one.
Fascinating.
And so that took many years.
Timeline merger that you're experiencing.
Very much a fast-forward romance with God and all the different facets of God.
I love the way you put that.
You know, just falling in love and rising in love with all the facets of God. And, of course, you know, all the many past life memory fields of loving and living in God's love and also failing in God's love within myself and having to pick up the pieces of Humpty Dumpty in myself and put myself together, mm-hmm. so that when I return on the return journey, you know, I, through the many different portals and stargates of walking, you know, through, you know, 26, 28 countries now at this point. This point, I've lost track how many countries I've walked through and done the work, the earthkeeping work. But yeah, really, the service of divine joy started in 2005 when I came to this point where Archangel Metatron really came to me in a dream time state and said very specifically, "It's time for me to move my global service into its next stage of fulfillment of the divine plan." The Divine Joy Plan, and that's what I've been doing for the last 7 years as one of my main projects, which have been my personal offerings and sharings and facilitations of ceremony and workshops and retreats and symposiums and just different ways to provide a very safe and loving and peaceful and joyful space for transformation. And I'm still doing it. I'm still here and I'm still excited. And just feels like every moment I'm just beginning too. You know, you ever get that feeling like, oh yeah, I'm just beginning. Like I've done all these things and you're like, I love that. There can't be anything else.
And then if you've heard of Joshua David Stone, he says about how we have 352 levels of initiation to get back to the Godhead. And we're lucky to do, I believe you can do 7 on the planet, but, or 7 up until on the planetary levels. But since 1987, with the divine dispensation of the Mahatma energy being brought forth, we can do this in 352 levels of initiation in one lifetime. And it really sounds to me that you are fully embodying that. And what an inspiration to all of our listeners that are hearing this, to hear your stories of how you embraced your shadows. And they say the shadow is the key towards ascension. And that even at the base of when you see something that you perceive, and we're going to say from the ascended master level of consciousness, that even what looks like a negative, still at the source root level, it is still source. So it is incredible for you to piece back all of these fragments and then to give this gift that you are giving back to the world and to be in service. What an inspiration you are. And it is absolutely beautiful and very honored to have you on, on Goddess Alchemy.
I like to discuss, because
that is the true embodiment of Goddess Alchemy. Healing yourself.
We really want to focus on the descended aspect now.
You heal the planet.
Descended master, you know, because that's the embodiment portion that sometimes gets overlooked in what I kind of term New Age 1.0. You know, it's like New Age 1.0 is now coming to its program. If we're supercomputers, it's now coming to its closure. Like we already have new operating systems that are available for us. But until we come to completion, go, oh, I'm ready for the upgrade. And the upgrade is New Earth 2.0. That's what I just recently wrote about in a newsletter, which has been like a pebble in the pond. And it really just laid out that we're at this point where unity consciousness and everything that the Mayan ninth wave calendar, according to Carl Johan Kalimann and all the people that are really tuning into those galactic airwaves, you know, we're coming into this last couple of cycles of the universal underworld year, and it's time for all of us who held really enlightened space in New Age 1.0 to really discover, explore, and embrace and accept the, you know, the New Earth 2.0, which is really just merging and loving the endarkment, half of the enlightenment.
Beautiful.
You know, so I love to use that word because it's really just the yin to the yang. You know, it's the negative to the positive. It's the God is to the God. You know, and it's the feminine. So we're all you know, good men and good women all around the planet right now.
Absolutely.
Regardless of, you know, color, race, creed, religion, or country, are all being called to this endarkment duty and to really embrace the shadow play, to love, you know, I mean, really, my work has been focused on sort of that shamangelic, bringing the angelic into that shamanic death, life, rebirth, into the three lower chakras, getting into your power, getting into your sexuality, getting into your physicality, getting into those places where when we're fully in the body and ascended at the same time, that's stirring up, you know, the mastery. That's really where we get to stir up the juices and things get really exciting. They get really amazing. There's passion, there's love, there's connection. We're all on the same playing fields. There's a round table instead of a hierarchical pyramid, which is still a great, big part of New Age 1.0, and all the players that are part of 1.0, no judgment whatsoever, because we've all had to play that out. But that's now coming to its completion. There's a new wave of energy, and there's many of us across, intergenerationally, that are fully available and ready and have done the work and going, we're ready for this. You know, it's not outside. It's not years away. It's not. It's right here. It's right here, very much in this moment, and that's where we can really experience the vibration of divine joy. We can experience that feeling of connection and synchronicity and serendipity that's going to really propel us towards this, you know, new earth destiny. You know, towards this. This new space of love that is completely anchoring on this planet in every country, and it's really exciting. And I'm just really grateful to be a part of it. I'm really grateful to be in a body and
living,
be alive.
Being,
you know,
the full embodiment of heaven on earth, a spirit becomes matter.
Yeah,
it is absolutely. And they say that when you live in the full alignment of the divine flow, it feels like you are literally in ecstasy the entire time. Divine,
yeah.
Orgasmic ecstasy. And that's how we want to live. That sounds pretty good to me.
Absolutely.
I'd say everyone will be agreeing when they hear that. So we got to ask you, with all this passion and this, it's amazing and it's incredible, would you, or we would love to ask you to do an activation or a meditation or a little something for our listeners to have an even more. I mean, they're all inspired by you now to just to hear a little bit more about what you do, but in action.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love that. Love to
that
offer
that.
That
would be fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're all about. This is
that's
how
right,
we do it.
In the now.
Yeah.
And now, well, let's say, too, what I wanted to add just before we start is that
sure.
The other cosmic shenanigans of the 12 stations of our astrological chart is really fascinating again, because Pluto, the planet of transformation, has been in, and I believe it's a square, with Capricorn since about February of this year, and Capricorn being structure. So it is so incredible that those two alignments have been so tightly knit together, especially over the course of these last few months, that represent releasing and expanding and basically transmuting and blowing apart, but totally shifting all the old structures and patterns and foundations of the old aspects to swipe away so we can have all the new, all the beauty, living in the beauty way and allowing all these new elements to fully take space and be founded. It is incredible.
Yeah.
It's amazing how it all lines up.
Yeah, it's all lining up, regardless of whether you're material or spiritual. It's all lining up. We're all on the same page on this one. I like to say you're either with us or you're with us.
And you know, you want to live in that ecstasy, then let's do it. So with that in mind, we're going to turn the floor over to you as I've turned on Patrick Bernard's Om to play behind us, so that it can also add an added vibration to help anchor these new frequencies. Anchor in the frequencies.
Hmm, absolutely. Well, I'd love to just thank you so much, Charlotte. I really appreciate it. And to all the listeners and viewers, I just invite you to tap into your heart and open up to your expanded self and breathe into that space, allow that space to open up into your womb, your belly, diaphragmatically, and just take a few deep breaths, close your eyes. Just going to offer a little sound activation through my Tibetan, and I've got a bowl here to assist that process, and just allow yourself to receive this crystal grid sound activation alignment. So before I start, I always like to offer just a Hawaiian prayer to ask permission to share with everyone that's listening at this time. So I'm just going to start with that, and then I'll start the activation.
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Mahalo.
E ho ma. E ho. Ehoma.
Take a deep breath, inhale, feeling with this expanded consciousness, this energy of oneness, unified with all that is. We thank all the cosmic, spiritual, planetary masters, the inner planes, and the hierarchies for all being present with us, for this divine sacred activation of the pure bliss of living in the oneness consciousness. And take one more deep clearing breath, inhale through the nose, and exhale, bringing yourself back into the eternal now, into the present. Begin to wiggle your fingers and your toes. And bringing yourself back, and when you feel that it is that right time, open your eyes. In light I am, in love I serve. In truth, I am revealed. The words of Archangel Metatron. Mikael, thank you so much for that amazing, incredible, astounding... I don't think there's enough words to say.
Yeah. We're just trying to clear everything out and get you guys back in your bodies.
Beautiful.
The rose gold ray.
It's absolutely incredible.
Thank you. Thank you.
We wish you
a pleasure and honor to be of service in this moment with you, Charlotte, and all your blessed divine goddess alchemy viewers. And so grateful to reconnect, dear sister, and look forward to co-creating and playing and activating more. Coming up soon.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
Such an incredible feat. I think I'd like to, we still have a few minutes, so gratefully, I'm sure everybody's excited about that. So I think I'd like to ask you, too, more about the what you've been doing with your film, your documentary film project. I know you said it was about following what you've been creating and going all over the world, but also, too, because you had also mentioned the Anastasia ringing cedar phenomenon. And to give our viewers more about that, you know, the interesting thing is that I actually was at a show over the weekend and yesterday, and I actually bought one of those, the oils. So I thought, how, again, synchronistic. So,
oh, beautiful. Yeah, the cedar oils.
Oh,
yeah, this
incredible.
Yeah, it's really powerful. The cedars, you know, cedars that built King Solomon's temple, and these are the last stands in the northern Siberia region, and they're known as the ringing cedars, and that's what the whole series of nine, well now it's 10 books, that this man Vladimir wrote when he met this mystic goddess woman Anastasia about 16, 17 years ago or so, traveling up there, and basically wrote these nine books after he met her, having a whole 180 on his life, being a multimillionaire into then becoming this bum on the streets of Moscow because he refused to automatic write these books of all this wisdom of how to come back to the new earth based on her teachings. And anyways, long story short, how I got involved was through synchronicity itself, through meeting brothers. At first didn't want to listen to the synchronicity. Then I had a dream about her right before retreat. I was told the man would be passing through Mount Shasta where I was living at the time and would be basically having all these books. We connected. I bought all the books without even reading a single one. Distributed them at a retreat with about 50 people that I was co-hosting, co-facilitating with, and sold like half the books. And that propelled me on this whole journey that eventually led me with my co-creator and co-editor and co-videographer of the film, Igor Ravenko, who's a Russian-Canadian from Vancouver. We met and ended up going on this whole synchronistic journey to Russia, to Anastasia's Russia for about 2 months, and brought a camera, handheld, just opened up to synchronicity and into the new earth and everything that she was writing, into co-creation and space of love and how to create these new eco-villages, as well as all the knowledge and wisdom in the books. And basically had this nonstop journey through the heart of Russia and Siberia, culminating and kind of climaxing, which is showcased in the film, a week-long excursion and deep exploration into the Indigo Children's Lyceum School on the Black Sea, where about 300 students aging from 5 to about 18 have created their own university out of scratch, living in their collective mastery. A phenomenal, phenomenal experience that I had there. So the whole film is about an hour, a little over an hour, and it showcases a subjective grassroots view, real handheld grassroots style view of our journey through Russia, gathering about 26, 27 hours of rough footage. And it's taken us a little, you know, over 3 years to finally put something out that we're ready to show to the world. So I'm actually just launched it on Kauai a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to be doing a whole three-city tour here in Switzerland called the New Earth Lemuria Tour, where we'll be showcasing the film as well as helping people to understand the Mu, the Lemurian goddess consciousness coming from the Pacific and Hawaii, and bringing the Aloha spirit to these lands from the ancient future. Memory fields of that energy I so love, and where we met in that frequency. So we're bridging right now, and just in the beginning stages. I really don't know. This film has taken way longer than I thought. It's had its own life. I've had no control of it. There's been times where I thought this was the way, and it was just everything seemed green lights, and was like, nope. Nope, we're not going Hollywood. We're not going this way. We're not going that way. It's got it. She's in charge.
That's right.
Anastasia is in charge of this film. The goddess is in charge. So I'm just really, you know, I've really learned to listen and been humbled and in many ways with this experience. And it's been just magical when the right people show up and the right times show up, and sometimes it's so much in the moment. But it's just pure magic. And so we're, people ask me that. They're like, yeah, what's your plans with the film? What are you going to do? And I said, I don't know.
And do you have a piece or like, I'm not sure how to say, like a trailer, or where can we send listeners to your website, divinejoy.org, to see a piece of it, or is there another website for them to see?
Yeah, divinejoy.org. We're working, it's not up yet right now, but my web team is working on New Earth Destiny. Movie.com or just newearthdestiny.com. They'll both go to the same URL, and that will have more extended information about the actual film and how you can purchase the film. So we're just doing our first test.
We'll definitely, hopefully you can fit us into your schedule so you can come on and talk to us about that.
Yeah, right now my main focus with the film is just New Earth everything. You know, it's New Earth. We're doing a New Earth Lemuria tour here for the next month. Then I'm flying to Peru to do an 11-day journey, which we still have space for, called the New Earth Crystal Heart. So I'll be bringing all this energy on this three-month tour away from my hometown in Kauai, through Switzerland, Peru, and then Brazil. Pretty much a month in each country coming up here, August, September, and October. So I'm really excited about this and just about to launch this whole three-month extravaganza and really doing the earth keeping and the crystal grid work. And, yeah, just continuing to dance in the unknown within, you know, having at least 1 foot in the 3D as, you know.
You're simultaneously in all the others. So here's a question for you. So, where do you plan to be on the 2 days, the big ones for this year, the end of the Mayan calendar, October 28, 2011, and also 11-11-11?
Yeah, well, I feel like all this work that I'm doing in the meantime will be, I'll be propelling myself back to Emerald Aina Kauai, my sacred Mu home, and we're going to be doing some gatherings there for the completion of the underworld calendar, and also a gathering for the 11-11-11 on Kauai. Oh, so that's my plan, is to anchor it back on the home front.
If anyone is interested in coming to Hawaii for 11-11, then you would definitely be, again, you'd want to check out divinejoy.org to find out more about that.
Yeah, it's not up yet, but we'll be putting something up about that real soon.
Fantastic.
So, yeah.
And I'll be back in Hawaii the end of January, so I'm hoping that I'll be there for about a month, that we can do a show from there live.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful.
That will be fantastic.
A big crystal expanded yes on that. Yes.
Stay
with me via divinejoy, divinejoy.org, and for any of you in who speak German, there's also divinejoy.ch, which is just launched for this for all the stuff that's going to be happening in Europe in the next couple years. So, I don't know how many German viewers you have on your show, but who knows, you know?
Worldwide.
Just German,
so that would be a Doug question.
It's all just one language. One language, love, peace, and joy, you know? So.
Well, Mikhail, we are so honored and so grateful to have you on the show and for that incredibly astounding, magnificent activation. Actually could come up with some words.
Yeah.
We thank you so much. I know it's amazing. You're all completely aligned, so you're probably going to be up for another 24 hours.
Yeah, well, I guess
flew to Hawaii the very first time, and whenever I fly anywhere, what I do is I always lie down on the ground and connect so that I'm in the full alignment of the grids of the specific location that I'm in. But the thing I'll never forget when I was in Hawaii was the first thing that showed up was also the goddess Pele, but it was the little tiki guys. Absolutely hysterical. They were so amazing, and I'd love to hear in Switzerland what you find, what shows up, who welcomes you. That's so phenomenal.
Yeah, we're going to be bringing out all the fairies and the elves and the ents and the tree spirits. And yeah, you know, we got some unicorns coming out too. So
those are amazing, actually. They are, wow. I thought we could just do a whole another hour on that. So I think we'll, at this point, I just want to thank you so much for being a guest on the show and for everything that you are giving and in service to the divine and to humanity. It is such a joy to even to be in within your presence yet again, and I wish you all the best, and we definitely would love to have you back on the show at another time. And again, for everybody who is listening, you can reach Mikael King at his Divine Joy, DivineJoy.org, and you can check out his website, and also to the movie that he has done, The New Earth Destiny. There's so many things that are going to be coming up. Please check out his website. If you're in the Isles of Hawaii, then you definitely want to stop by Kauai and say aloha. And we want to thank everybody for listening in. And just to let you know of any of the upcoming events that are coming, we will be doing a Beyond the Vortex Sacred Sites Sedona Tour, October 2nd through October 8th. And we will be activating the flow of the ecstasy codes, and it'll be called the Blissful Union of Alignment for Heaven on Earth. And you can find out more about that at www.charlottesivak.com. We thank you so much for tuning in today. We'd also like to call in the I Am Presence, and we'll ask it now to spin our inner Merkabas to the right, and to spin the outer Merkabas to the left, so that we can now stabilize and solidify all the energies that have been brought forth through the activations and everything that we've heard through this hour on this Divine Goddess show. And we also request to transfer any of these heavenly energies to the Earth Mother, as well as to all light workers that are consciously seeking ascension at this time. We now also ask for Archangel Sandalphon to also please step forth and to help us with our cosmic grounding so that we can more and more embody the energies of heaven within our beautiful gift of our homoluminescent body. So thank you so much for joining us today. Wishing you all magical days and, well, magical nights, of course, full of cosmic ecstasy. With infinite blessings, we wish you aloha.
amor.